From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. U.S. military says it intercepted two Russian bombers in international airspace off Alaska's coast. Navy Commander Gary Ross, a Pentagon spokesman, says a pair of F-22 Raptor aircraft intercepted the Russian Tu-95 Bear bombers on Monday. Ross says the intercept was safe and professional. North American Aerospace Defense Command monitors air approaches to North America and defends the airspace. Fox News said Tuesday the Russian planes flew within 100 miles of Kodiak. It said the American jets escorted the Russian bombers for 12 minutes. Bombers then flew back to eastern Russia. What allegedly began as a late-night handgun sale ended with a 19-year-old suffering a gunshot wound in downtown Juneau. According to a Juneau Police Department news release, the 19-year-old was at the Wharf building on Monday night to meet another man to buy a handgun. The two men, whom police did not identify, were examining the loaded weapon when it went off, the statement said. At about 11:18 p.m., a 911 caller reported a bang and a man lying on the floor screaming. Police officers found the man in significant pain with an apparent gunshot wound to his right thigh. He was treated on the scene by Capital City Fire Rescue and taken to Bartlett Regional Hospital. No other injuries were reported. Police believe alcohol was a factor. The investigation is ongoing. Securities and Exchange Commission filed a complaint late last week alleging insider trading in the purchase of GCI by a Colorado-based company. The 13-page complaint lays out a timeline of rapid purchases of high-risk GCI stock options 2 weeks before it was announced the company would be acquired by Liberty Interactive Corporation. In a filing with the U.S. District Court in New York, the SEC says one or more unnamed stock traders believed to be based in the United Kingdom or Lebanon were responsible. Insider trading charges are connected with the activity of two financial service companies that bought $48,000 worth of GCI stock in a two-week window at the end of March. Neither company, UK-based Nomura or Lebanon-based Cedrus, had traded GCI stock in the previous 6 months. As a result, when the value of GCI stock grew by 62% on the day the acquisition was announced, those risky holdings became worth more than $1 million. The SEC says the timing, size, and profitability of the trades is highly suspicious, and it believes non-public information about the proposed sale was exchanged in the lead-up to the purchase. The SEC declined to comment beyond what was laid out in court documents. Neither Nomura or Cedrus replied to a request for a comment. GCI spokesperson Heather Handyside also declined to comment. And Columbus Day would be known as Indigenous Peoples Day in Alaska under a measure passed by the state legislature. The bill, which passed with broad bipartisan support, next goes to Governor Bill Walker. Quick look at weather. It's 44 degrees at Juneau International Airport. Increasing clouds this afternoon. Highs around 47. Gusts near 40 miles per hour. Rain likely tonight. Snow likely late. Little or no accumulation. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom.